No, it's a bit of a maze to get down here this morning. Good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad that you guys are here. Raise your hand if you've ever had to wait for something. Have you ever had to wait for anything? Yeah, we've all had to wait for stuff before, so sometimes it seems like it takes forever for something to get here, like Christmas or your birthday or maybe summer break or maybe even the end of the school day. Sometimes it seems like we have to wait a while, and I bet you guys have to wait to have dessert until after dinner, right? You have to eat your food first before you can have your dessert. Well, we wait for all kinds of things. And sometimes we even wait on God. When we pray to God and we ask God about something, we have to wait for an answer. And sometimes it seems like we wait a long, long time. So we keep asking and we keep listening and we keep waiting. And it can seem like a very long time. But 2 Peter reminds us that to the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day, because God is outside of time. And so even though it seems like we wait a really long time for Christmas or for a big birthday to get here, God sees things differently. God sees time differently, because one day is like 1,000 years. But 1,000 years is like one day to God. And so we know that God promised Abraham that he would make him a great nation. But Abraham had to wait a very long time, because Abraham was 90 before Isaac was born. And so Abraham had to wait and wait and wait on the Lord. But God knew just the right time to keep his promise to Abraham. And God knows just the right time to keep his promises to us. And God has promised that he will always be with us, that he will always hear us, and that he will be there no matter what happens. And so when you pray and you feel like God's not answering you, keep praying. Don't give up, because at exactly the right time, God will show you the right thing to do. God will answer you. And sometimes God's answer is not always yes, because God knows what's best for us. But if you keep praying and you don't give up, God promises to always answer you. So wait for God, because God keeps his promises to you. Let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for always keeping your promises. Help us to wait for you to answer us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.